Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
All right!
All right. Welcome to Volume 70 of Radio Free Bongo. And I am your host, Bongo Johnny. Yeah, we're back from our winter sabbatical. We took a little time off to get our heads together and take care of some business. But now we're ready to roll again. And what news we have? The election and inauguration of a new president. And not just any president, but the first black president in the history of the United States. And I guess that's worth some note, hey? So we're going to go along with that theme tonight. And to look ahead, we also have to look back.
Just all that's all.
waking round the fire. I want a little rain of water that you won't let Jimmy stop, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall as all.
the good old songs were new, songs that may no longer please us, about the darkies, about Jesus, Mississippi minstrels, color of molasses, strumming on their banjos to entertain their masses. Some said garbage, others said art. You couldn't call it soul, you had to call it heart. Papa tried to make me sing Home Sweet Home and Orally. These are songs that my daddy taught me. Camp Town Races and Susanna, Don't You Cry. Gentle Annie still brings a tear to my label.
Beautiful thing. It's written by Paul Newman's beloved grandfather in Cleveland, a Cleveland poet. It's the Black Cross. There was old Hezekiah Jones of Hogback County. He lived on a hill in a weather-beaten hovel. And all that he owned was a two-acre plot and a bed and some books and a hoe and a shovel. Old Hezekiah. black as the soil he was hoeing. He worked pretty hard to make both ends meet. He raised what he ate, a few cents over to buy Klondike, which he knocked down neat, and a few cents more that he put in the cupboard against what he called the rainy season. But he never got to save more than $2 or $3 till he spent it. For this or that reason, the white folks around New Old Hezekiah said, well, he's harmless enough, but the way that I figure, he better put down them goddamn books. His reading ain't no good for an ignorant nigger. Reverend Green of the White Man's Church finally got coming over to ask you all about the pearly kingdom and to save your soul for the Lord Jehovah. You believe in the Lord, said the white man's preacher. Oh, Hezekiah pucked his frosty brows. Yes, yeah, I can't say yes. I ain't gonna say it, because I've never seen the Lord nowhere, no how. You believe in the church, said the white man's preacher. Oh, Hezekiah said, the church is divided. If they can't make up their minds, I can't either. So I'm just like them. I ain't decided. Did you believe in heaven, said the white man's preacher? Where you go, if and you're good, for your last reward. I'm good, said Hezekiah, good as a maple, but I don't expect nothing from heaven. Oh, dear Lord.
You don't believe in nothing, said the white man's preacher.
Well, there's a lot of good ways for a man to be wicked. And they hung Hezekiah as high as a pigeon. And the nice folks round said, well, he had it coming. Because the son of a bitch didn't have no religion.
We opened up tonight with Slavery Days by Burning Spear, also known as Winston Rodney, and that was done in 1987. Then we had Big Boss Man, Jimmy Reed, from 1961. Followed that with Manfred Mann, from their Pretty Flamingo album of 1966 with Drive a Man. Then we had Brown Sugar, the Rolling Stones, an alternate version from the Hot Rocks album of 1972. After that, it was Maria Muldaur, the Work Song, from her debut album, Waitress in a Donut Shop, 1974. And we finished up the set with the late, great Lord Buckley doing The Black Cross from a show he did at the Ivar Theater in Hollywood, California on February 12th, which was Lincoln's birthday, ironically. The year was 1959. And now that we've kind of looked back at history, let's look at the present. We're going to dedicate the next set to the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama.
I got news of the very best kind of our troubles that have fallen behind about people that used to be blind till they open up their eyes to see. It's news when they begin to ask why they're poor until the day that they die they're tired of pie in the sky and they want some security. And that's news, news, ain't that news? Ain't that something to see? That's news, news, you talk about your news, that's mighty good news to me. I got news about some ordinary men, they heard it preach time and again to be patient and grateful, amen, and don't agitate around here. They argued and they talked it around and they woke up. And here's what they found, their voices made a mighty big sound till they didn't know the meaning of fear. And that's news, news, ain't that news? Ain't that something to see? News, news, you talk about your news, that's mighty good news to me. In the hazard, they're meeting that night organizing and doing it right and planning for a hell of a fight, and they sure don't aim to lose. In New York, the tenants said, no, the slumlord ain't getting our dough, they're fed up. And I want you to know that's the very best kind of news. And that's news, news, ain't that news? Ain't that something to see? News, news, you talk about some news, that's mighty good news to me. And that's news, news, ain't that news? Ain't that something to see? That's news, news, you talk about some news, that's mighty good news to me.
Obama, 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 Ob call him president. He's the next new president. He is senator from Illinois. Yeah, his criteria compared to John McCain, this isn't fair, cause he's BLAC, so the eyes are on he. Through his pencil, he write legislation with the country on his mind, and he don't coke-ish, cause he ain't got time. Every second, minute, hour, KKK wanna devour. He got guards ready to pop him with their ch-ch-ch-ch-choppers. Every brother, mother, sister, cousin, grandma wanna hump him. Even got Hillary Clinton on the side, ready to jump him. Tell the Clintons, I couldn't catch him, couldn't stop him. They go by the party rules. If you can't beat him, you can't top him. Thought you'd smack him, couldn't pop him. Delegates couldn't cop him. Bill Clinton couldn't help her, too bad she couldn't drop him. Woo! Man, Obama's so ill. Yeah. Obama goes here, Obama goes there, saying yes we can. The wife of Shelley, he's sitting next to every air. He traveled to Arizona, ready to cause some drama. Hope a McCain will comment.
Look at that bastard Obama, he's too young, he's too hip. Negroes always causing problems.
His pale looking face got him looking
like a Robin.
McCain, please don't vote for McCain. First day up in office, talking about some hard pain. Call the ambulance quick, all you hear is sirens. His temper isn't private, dang I hate a mad prick. Don't you hate a mad prick? Plus McCain's an old prick. Barack's a younger guy, so choose him, he's the right pick. But if you choose the wrong pick, your stepson will probably end up in Iraq quick. His healthcare plan is so immaculate, so even if you're broke and can't afford to take a doc trip, you'll be feeling much better, not sick. And he's okay, but his wife's sick, and her back's thick, and her walk's slick. She's a fly chick, I hit. And Obama's so ill. Yeah. See, he's making history like ex-King and Douglas and RFK Obama. He's that new black dude that
Rednick said he won't be John McCain. He don't wear flag pin, his middle name's Hussein.
But who gon' be that boy down there, that boy they call Obama? Got Republicans sweating like they up in saunas. Woo. Even McCain's 90-something mama be ready to pull his lever every hour. And I'd rather eat a field mouse than to see John McCain in the White House. Vote Obama in and I promise he won't turn back until some Uncle Thomas. No Aunt Jemima or Southern Fried Chicken. Call him Chief Obama or Mr. Keeps on Ticking. Man passed the riots, comments couldn't stop his tally. Even Oprah Winfrey said that she was right behind him. People, I say this country's no hope without him. But he's gotta go out and relate to everybody. He do what he do, like give his wife a hug and then a fist gap. Gotta do that stuff in public so the hood'll know that he's black. Gotta use big words, white people love to hear them. If they hear it, they don't fear him. They don't know him, but they feel him. That's real. Obama, 08, White House.
Obama. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
They call him boss, boss nigga.
They rode into a white man's town. Bringing black man's law. He's black. He's brutal. He's boss.
Barack Obama.
He is boss nigga.
They call him boss. Boss nigga.
I just sworn your new deputy. Made myself the sheriff.
He just locked up the bank president.
Well, you all been hunting black folks for so long, we just want to see what it felt like to hunt white folks.
Part legend, part devil, all man.
Barack Obama
is boss nigger.
They call him boss. They call him boss. Boss nigger. He's so bad. They call him boss.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Shoved out on the railroad track. Now my eyes got hooked on that beautiful morning sun. And it seems like, just it feels like,
second set started off with Tom Paxton and his Broadside Singers from 1964 singing Tom's Ain't That News. That was followed by Howlin' Wolf. From 1974, he predicted a black president 35 years ago in Coon on the Moon. Pretty insightful old guy, huh? That was followed by Obama, Obama, done by Emily from 2008. And we'd like to add our sentiments to Obama's oldest daughter, Melia, who said to him, "Wow, Dad, first African-American president. You better not mess this up." Then we heard Boss Nigger, the trailer from the 1975 black exploitation film, believe it or not, called Boss Nigger. And thanks to old Leadfoot for the well-placed Hillary comments added to that trailer. After that, we heard Won't Get Fooled Again, The Who, from 1971. And hopefully we won't get fooled again. And we ended up our set with a song of hope from Van Morrison's 1970 album Moondance with Brand New Day. And before we get back to the music, let's just take a minute to send a shout out to our friends out there, Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, Randy Bone Show, and, of course, Barry and Jess's Let There Be Country show on WFDU. All of those links can be found by going to radiofreebongo.tripod.com, clicking on our favorite links page, and you can check out the podcasts of Old Leadfoot, the fine live show of Randy Bone, and also the weekly shows of Let There Be Country on WFDU 89.1 in New Jersey. Okay, we're going to continue with our Obama theme, but this time we're going to have a little fun with it, so don't take it personally, okay?
And that's a great name we got for our company there. The Super Friendly, Convenient Neighborhood Personal Loan Company Incorporated.
Well, that sure is a pretty long name to have on the door there, ain't it?
Yeah, but the painter managed to get it all on. Only trouble is, when you open the door, the word Incorporated stays on the door jamb there.
Yeah, but you know, Kingfish, I've been thinking about this loan business. I felt a lot safer when my $400 was in the bank. That $450, it was drawn pounded up interest. Everything. On top of that, my savings was guaranteed by the government, too.
Yeah, well, what's so good about that, Andrew? Let's analyze the thing. Who is the government? The people. And you is the people.
I is, huh?
Yeah. In other words, you is guaranteeing your own money, and you don't want a deadbeat like yourself responsible for $450.
No, I sure don't. You know, it's lucky I got out of that bank in time. But tell me this, just how you go about running the loan business?
Well, Andy, I done already put an ad in the afternoon newspaper, you see.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Come in, Amos, come in.
Well, hiya there, boys. You really all set up in the loan business here, ain't you?
Yes, Amos, we're going to do big things here, all right.
Oh, yeah, putting my money in the loan business is the smartest thing I ever done, Amos. Ain't no point in keeping it in a dangerous place like a bank. Who's the government? The people. And who is the people? Who is they, Kingfish?
We is the people.
Oh, yeah, I know there was somebody you couldn't trust, Miss Clubness.
Think so?
What?
Maybe I should try some other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see.
If you want to make a docu feel.
Oh, man.
That won't work?
No, it's. Try again, man.
If you want to make a coon feel good,
that ain't gonna happen either, man.
Well, shit. Colored folks?
No.
Jesus, man. I mean, you know, you're going to make me ruin the song. I think... What about Negro?
You wants to make a Negro...
That don't work either. Well, I've about run out. Why don't we... I don't know what to do. Hey, I got an idea.
If you want to make a Pollock feel good, tell you what's to do. Steals a chicken from the neighbor's yard, brings him home with you.
A ticket, a basket case, a black, white, yellow human. I wrote a letter to my mom, and on the way I pawned it. I pawned it, I pawned it, a black, white, yellow human. And if you don't like what I say, then vote for Harry Truman.
Sitting on a hillside, watching all the people die.
I'll feel much better on the other side of the moon.
I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so quick.
I don't need power when I'm hypnotized.
Look in my eyes. What are you seeing?
I see.
How do you feel?
I feel real phony when my name is
goes on here, day after day. I don't know if I am living or if I'm supposed to be. Sometimes my life is so eerie. And if you think I'm happy, I've been here once, I've been here twice. I don't know if the third's the fourth or if the fifth's to fix. Sometimes I deal with numbers. And if you want to count me out. I don't need the times of day. Time with me's okay.
I just don't want you using up my time,
'cause that's not right.
Freedom.
bongo, bongo, I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle. And I'll tell you, so you will know. Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tells the native population that civilization is fine.
And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree.
That civilization is the thing for me to see.
Whoa, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no.
Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I'll make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. Now I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
I see the people who are civilized bang you with automobile. At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train. And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground. They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no,
no, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no bright lights,
false teeth,
doorbells,
landlords,
penthouse,
the bathtubs,
streetcars,
taxes,
we make it clear. They have things like the atom bomb.
So I think I stay where I am.
Civilization, no, 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 no,
I stay right here.
In the Congo, rocking in the Congo. Listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So rocking in the Congo, in the African jungle, way down deep, all of the animals fast asleep. A native boy who was hep to the jive said, "I'm gonna make the jungle come alive." I'm beating on the drum in his native style. You could hear his rhythm up and down the Nile. A lion woke up and he let out a roar. Said, "I think I've heard that beat before." A monkey swung down from a hollow limb, said, "I feel that rhythm deep within." An antelope jumped from behind a tree, said, "It sure sounds mighty fine to me." An elephant shook his mighty snout, said, "What's this racket all about?" A hyena laughed, said, "Nothing's wrong. We're gonna rock the Congo all night long."
Rocking in the Congo, rocking in the Congo.
Listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So rocking in the Congo. Turned to the hippo and here's what he said. Said, "Jump that boy, it's time to swing. Can't you hear that rhythm ring?" An ostrich had his head in the ground until he heard that rocking sound. He started to sing with a go man go. Then he woke up the buffalo. A zebra called to a slick kudoo, said, "This is the beat for me and you." None of the animals had a clock, but everybody knew it was time to rock. Across the plains and the high on a hill, nothing in the jungle could keep still.
The native boy was a-going strong, and they rocked the Congo all night long.
Rocking in the Congo, rocking in the Congo.
Now listen to the lingo, better start to swing. So
rocking in the Congo, rocking in the Congo,
baby, all night long.
And that was Hank Thompson with his country swing band doing Rockin' in the Congo. Before that, we heard Civilization, Bongo Bongo Bongo. That's me. And that was done by Louis Prima and his band in 1949. Before that, we heard Love from the 1967 album Forever Changes with Red Telephone, ending up with All of God's Children's Gotta Have Their Freedom. Good one. That was preceded by Arthur Lee, a 17-second track called You Can Save Up to 50%, which is still a long ways from home, from his solo album Vindicator, done in 1972. Before that, it was Bake That Chicken Pie, of course, done by the great Patrick Sky, from his 1973 album, Songs That Made America Famous. And that was preceded by Frank Zappa, live from 1981, doing Nigga Business. And we opened up the set with the famous Amos and Andy radio show, which was done from 1929 to 1960, believe it or not, was on the radio. And the clip we heard was from a November 6th, 1949 show called Alone to Rochester. And the most interesting thing about that is, if you didn't know, all the actors on that radio show were actually white, doing black voice. And it became pretty controversial later on when the civil rights movement got started. However, there was a television show which was, in my opinion, one of the best and funniest shows on the air. It ran from 1951 to 1953, about 78 episodes, the Amos and Andy show, which did actually star African-American actors in the roles. But again, the show became a casualty of controversy, again, related to the civil rights movement, and you just won't see those reruns on TV anymore. Too bad, too. Well, anyway, it's time for us to go, so we're going to play one more for you and then get out of here. This one is the great Spike Jones and his City Slickers band from the late 40s, doing That Old Black Magic. I certainly hope so. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught the tide. I stay away. What can I do? I hear names, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I've been waiting for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.